Sir, I protest. I am not a merry man.
Welcome to the first annual Subspace Transmissions Klingon Bloodwine Games. Yay! This is brought to you by the podcast that tackles the best, worst, weirdest, wildest, and everything in between that Star Trek has to offer. And we are live in Las Vegas for the Star Trek Creation Con 2016 50th anniversary. So we're going to do something a little different than the usual this week. We are going to do a game show. We have never done this before on the podcast, so it could be a flaming train wreck. We will find out. But let's introduce the contestants. First up, you may have heard his voice for a few hours of your life, Mr. Tyler Orton.
Thank you. This is Tyler Orton reporting for duty.
Now, Tyler, where do you hail from?
Vancouver, British Columbia.
And what brings you to the con? Who are you excited to see this year?
Adam Malin. MJ, as well as, of course, Jesse.
Of course. Yeah. Now, second, Stefan Estanil. What? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
You mispronounced his name.
Did I really? Well, first off, yeah, my last name is Estanilo. You missed an L. It's okay.
Okay.
I'm from Anchorage, Alaska. This is my fourth convention, and what do you want to know?
You were with us last year for our wrap-up of the Vegas Con, actually. Mm-hmm. So who are you most excited to see this year?
Well, to be honest, I was actually really excited to see Camille Saviola, the actress that played Kai Opaka, but she canceled.
Yes.
I thought she was really interesting the last time I saw her talk. I like listening to Robert Blackman, costume designer.
Do you have a photo op with him this year?
Does he do photo ops?
He's actually selling photo ops.
No, I'm not really a big photo op person or an autograph person.
So, okay, and contestant three, we have Scott Hardy, who was here last year for the Starfleet versus Superpowered Beings episode. Scott, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, how are you?
Pretty good. Where do you hail from?
I'm coming in from London, England.
And what brings you to the con? What are you most excited to see this year?
I was looking forward to Carl Urban, because I do like his talks, but another one that cancelled. So now it's just seeing James.
And that brings us to my scorekeeper today. James Cheshire.
Hello.
And where do you hail from, sir?
I hail from every man's nightmare. Also known as Aberdeen, Scotland.
And you were with us, I guess, was it 2014 for our Vegas wrap-up episode?
2014, yeah.
Yeah, it was quite an episode.
Oh, it's something.
For those who don't remember, the best analogy I've ever heard was... it's like searching for a needle in a pit of needles. Yes. That was courtesy of James.
They were different needles. It's a solid analogy.
Well, okay. But, you know, you also learned how the sausage was made that year, too,
indeed,
James.
Indeed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's get to the game. This is a three-category game show. We are going to start with something I think you guys will be fairly familiar with, and this is going to be trivia. So we're going to have a group of questions, and James is going to keep score of right answers. It's 1 point for a right answer. And we just to complicate things a little bit, we have what I am calling the Barile cards.
Yeah. Oh.
These are named after one Vedic Barile, and they are your savior. Or they could be your doom, like life support.
Okay.
Now, the way these cards work is when you play these cards, you get to force another player to answer a question. So that would mean that if you hear a question, you're like, no one would know that. You could say for Stefan, you could force, say, Scott to answer the question. Now, if Scott gets it right, he gets 2 points, and you lose two.
Okay, I got it.
Yes, so there's stakes to these, but it could be a great way to take someone down a bit if you're, you know, looking like you're struggling, say, you know, jockeying for a position. So we shall start. And this section, of course, is called Trivia Gone Amok. So let's start with question number one. What is the designation number for the USS Reliant in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan? And you may chime in by calling out your name and raising your hand. And we will give you 5 seconds.
Tyler. NCC 74058?
No. Anyone else? Scott?
I'll go with NCC 7401.
No.
I don't have a clue. Okay. I'm just going to be honest.
Wait. Do we lose points for giving a wrong answer?
No wrong. Yeah, no.
Okay.
No. Okay, so
we're
no
going
got...
with Wheel of Fortune rules, not Jeopardy rules. Now.
Right, that's okay, correct. Gotcha. So the answer is NCC 1864.
Wasn't even close.
Okay.
Where did I get that from?
So question number two. In the episode Changeling of the original series, Nomad, the ultimate computer creature, gets aboard the ship. How many red shirts does he kill?
Tyler.
Okay. Tyler.
Zero.
No.
Scott, I'll go with 11.
Nope.
I suppose, Stefan, I'll guess three?
No. The answer is 4.
Oh.
Stefan, you were the closest.
Do we get something for that?
No. Just shame.
Yeah.
Okay, question number 3. In the episode Time's Arrow, part 2, Picard and the gang are posing as a theater troupe, and they are rehearsing a play to kind of fool their landlord. What play are they rehearsing?
Tyler.
Yes.
A Midsummer Night's Dream.
That is correct.
You guys can clap louder. Thank you. It's me.
Woo!
Yeah!
First okay. question, yeah.
Okay, question number 4. Let's get to a Naomi Wildman question, because I think you got to hit one of those.
Whoa.
Whoa.
She's a child.
She's of age now, and it's Vegas.
Okay.
So what is Naomi's favorite children's holodeck program called?
Stefan. Flutter and Tree Friends or something
no.
similar?
Flutter? Tyler.
Yes.
Flutter and Trevis?
No.
I'm going to just go with Flutter.
No, it's The Adventures of Flutter.
Oh.
You were referring to chapter titles, not the program itself, of you. Okay. Question number 5. What is Picard's wife's name in The Inner Light?
For those of you at home, nobody looks really happy right now.
I'm going to play my Brielle card.
Okay, Tyler.
I'm going to give this to Stefan.
Stefan, you've got, 5 seconds?
Laquisha.
Yes!
I'm close. No. I'm close.
No. The answer is Aline. Okay.
That's what I had.
Number 6. Year of Hell. Big Voyager 2-parter. Mm-hmm. What is the main adversary's name?
Tyler.
Yes.
Anorax.
Yes. Boom.
Thank you.
In the episode Amok Time, who this trivia section took its name from, we meet T'Pring, who is, going to marry Spock. What is her actual mate's name? This mate will be, I think, in the convention here this year, or at least he was last year.
I'm going to play a Brawl card.
Scott is going to play a Brawl card. Who are you going to play it on, Scott?
I'm going to revenge my friend Stefan and use it on Tyler here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm probably,
sure.
Tyler?
If we're talking about the planet Vulcan, mates, I'm going to say Kos, but I know that's from Enterprise.
Stahn is the answer.
I knew it was one syllable. Stahn.
Okay. I think you guys will be racing for this one. Okay, the next question is, how many Wayoon clones are featured in Deep Space
Tyler.
Nine? Tyler?
come on!
It's down to 2 numbers.
Okay.
I'm going to say a total of 9.
Nope.
Stefan.
Yes.
11?
Nope.
Scott?
10?
Nope.
Can I give an answer? I won't get points for it.
Sure.
8?
Nope. The answer is 5 are featured on the show, 4 through 8. That is,
See, I was interpreting it
but
as
more
like
a reference.
The total number.
No, featured on the show.
Featured on the show.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the next question. This is an Enterprise question. In the season 2 episode Carbon Creek, what is the name of T'Pol's ancestor? Just know, guys, that everyone at home listening to this is like screaming into their headphones.
Tyler.
Okay.
Ston.
No. Wrong question. Either of you?
I have no idea.
No? Okay. The answer is Tamir.
Sure about that one.
Yeah.
Let's go to the OG Trek. Episode The Cage, starring Jeffrey Hunter. What is the name of the Enterprise doctor?
Stefan.
Yes.
Dr. Boyce?
Yes. Boom. Stefan. Stefan, who was he played by? Do you know?
No.
Okay.
Bonus points there.
John Hoyt was the actor's name. Okay, next question. How many actresses have played Spock's mom?
Tyler.
In canon Star Trek.
Tyler.
Tyler.
In canon Star Trek?
Yes, not excluding the animated series.
Okay. I'm going to say two.
Yes, that is correct. Okay. Jane Wyatt and Winona Ryder. No claps for that.
Wow. Guys.
Okay. We're going to go back to Deep Space Nine. In the episode The Nagus, which introduces Wallace Shawn's character... Zek fakes his death. Now, this is a test for one particular character, and that would be his son. What is his son's name? People, you should see the nauseated looks on the faces of the contestants here. Scott.
I'm going to go Steve.
No. Anyone else? Stefan, Tyler?
No, I've forgotten all the Ferengi episodes. Well, Prophet and Lice being the exception.
No, okay. The answer is Krax. Okay. Right. Another Deep Space Nine question. In the episode In the Cards, there is a baseball card that Jake wants to buy for Sisko. What is this card?
Stop Tyler.
What do you think? James?
I heard Stefan say his
you
name.
You heard Stefan first?
Okay. Buckaroo Banzai?
Oh, Buckaroo Banzai?
No. What's his name? I don't remember.
Tyler.
Willie Mays.
Yes. Which card is it for Willie Mays?
What do you mean, which card?
I don't know. Is there any specialty about this Willie Mays card?
Willie Mays rookie card.
Yes.
Right. Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get to new... Yay!
Thank you.
I don't clap when I know the answer.
Let's get to new Trek. Let's talk about Into Darkness.
Yay!
Yeah. So Kirk and Spock misbehave a little at the start of the movie. Spock is reassigned to another ship. What ship is this? James, I thought these would be the easy questions.
Yeah, I know.
Stefan just gave me a dirty look.
We're not angry, we're just disappointed.
No one?
Tyler.
I'm nothing.
Oh, I guess Tyler went first, and then Scott, if you...
How about the USS... Excelsior.
No.
How about the Bradbury?
Yes! Yes!
Just came to me.
Yeah!
Okay, Voyager question. What is the name of Neelix's morning talk show?
Oh, Tyler!
Yes?
A Briefing with Neelix.
Yes.
Okay. I can't believe I know that.
Enterprise. The Kumari. Do you remember that ship? The Andorian ship? That Jeffrey Combs has. It is destroyed by a Romulan drone ship. What is this Romulan drone ship posing as?
Scott? A Tellarite vessel?
Yes. Okay, let's go of the moment and talk about Star Trek Beyond. A captain comes to Kirk and wants him to go and help get her crew back. What is this captain's name? It's a female?
No, Tyler.
Tyler?
Rihanna.
No. Stefan, Scott, nothing? No, her name is Kalara, or Kalara, I'm not sure which. I couldn't remember either.
It sounds like
you could have made that up for all I know.
Yeah, so. I know.
But they hit a wall.
In Star Trek The Motion Picture,
Scott,
my
you've
favorite
got this.
Film, how many Klingon ships does V'ger destroy?
Tyler.
Tyler's first.
Three.
Yes, three is the answer. Okay, now this is a multiple choice question, so wait until the numbers are done. In the episode The Trouble with Tribbles, Spock gives an estimate as to how many tribbles there are. I am going to name the three numbers, and whoever's first gets to, you know, get the best guess. Number A, 1 million. Number A, yes.
I'm the numbers guy, you're the letters guy.
This is why I'm not a contestant. So A, 1,771,561. B, 2,002,492. Or C, 1,291,337.
Tyler. I heard Scott there first.
You heard Scott first? Okay.
Let me go with C.
That is incorrect.
Tyler.
Yes?
A?
That is correct.
I mean number A?
Okay, let's get to an episode that I don't think is anyone's favorite, Operation Annihilate from the original series. What is the name of Kirk's deceased brother? Much beloved character.
We all miss him as well.
Is this one where his brother's like an Aboriginal guy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Scott, I'll say what's on my mind. Robert?
Nope.
Stephen? Carrie?
Nope.
Tyler?
Yep.
George Jr.?
Nope. The answer is Sam. Sam Kirk. Played by William Shatner.
Okay.
Right. With a mustache. Okay. Now, this is true to the podcast form. In which episode do Kira and Beryl kiss? Deep Space Nine. This is a huge moment in the franchise. Stefan.
Crossover?
Nope.
Scott. I can only name one of the episodes, and that's Life Support. So.
Nope.
Tyler.
Yeah?
The Circle?
Nope. The answer is Shadow Play.
Ah.
A question. You will remember the answer to this one for the rest of your lives, I can tell. Okay. Now, here's a question. Who is Lieutenant Jenna DeSora?
Tyler. Data's love interest in Data's Day. Nikes. Do I have to name the episode?
I'll let you slide by with, yeah, you are right. It's the woman dated, and the episode title is In Theory.
In Theory, yes, yeah.
Okay, so here's one.
Listeners, Data's Day, of course I know that's the one where Keiko and Miles O'Brien get married.
No one cares.
Okay. I'm just reaffirming that I do know what Data's Day is.
Okay, so here's one about a fan favorite character. 7 of 9. What's her favorite game?
Stefan. Cottiscott?
Yes.
Oh,
thank God.
Okay.
I got one. Come on, give me something.
Last question for the trivia round. Who played Porthos?
Scott?
Scott?
A dog?
No.
Can I use my Beryl card?
You can use your Beryl card.
Pass it along to my buddy here on my right.
Appreciate that.
Okay, Tyler, who played Porthos?
His name is Moose, and he was previously on Fraser.
No.
No.
So smug.
The answer is Breezy. Breezy the Beagle.
All right.
So, James, what is the total out of round one?
Well, unfortunately, in last place, we have Stefan. He got two questions right, but that Beryl card came back to bite you. You only have 2 points, I'm afraid.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I expected as much.
I'm sorry.
Next, we have Scott with a solid 4 points. And then in the lead is Tyler with a grand total of 12 points.
Wow. After both Beryl cards were used on me.
Okay, so the next round I call Actors in Space. This one is going to be challenging, I'm not going to lie. It's a timed round.
Yeah, we got rid of all our phones.
Yeah, we got rid of our phones. Can you count? You can count. Right? Okay.
He is the numbers guy.
Okay, he's going to count. So James is going to count down from 60 seconds. I am going to name 10 actors, and you have to tell me a character they played. Now, some of them played multiple, so you'll get a couple. Other ones, you know,
So are you asking us individually or we...
Each individually.
Okay.
So you will go. We'll go from Tyler to Stefan to Scott. Each one has a different group of actors. There is no, you know, there's no pattern. I tried to mix it up to keep it fair. There's ones that are fan favorites. There's a couple that are obscure. You can pass if you want, but if you pass, you probably don't get to go back. So, you know, in 60 seconds, you only have so much time.
Okay,
so we will start, I guess, with Tyler. So, Tyler, how do you feel about your actor knowledge here?
So, you're going to ask me an actor, and I have to name the character, right?
Yes. And some play multiple. You only got to name one.
I'll admit, I'm going to struggle, I think, with some TOS actors, but there we go.
Okay. So, James, are we ready to go?
We are ready to go.
Okay, we will start. William Campbell.
Oh, the outrageous O'Connor.
No. No, that was Billy Campbell.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Christopher McDonald.
Oh, Richard Castile.
Yes. Keegan DeLancey.
Oh, Q's son.
Yes. Bruce Mars.
Pass.
Saeed Batten.
Oh, Tarziel.
Yes. Famke Janssen.
Like, hot trill.
Persis Kambada.
Oh, Iala.
Mm-hmm. Daniel Davis.
Pass.
David Warner.
Oh, Gorkon.
And Ray Walston.
Oh, Boothby.
Okay, James.
Came in under the time. You got 6 correct there.
Right. So the ones you missed, William Campbell, as we said. Give it up for William Campbell. Bruce Mars played Finnegan in the episode Shore Leave.
Who did William Campbell play?
He played Trelane and Kolla.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say technically Billy Campbell, geez. William Campbell, like Billy
Look,
short for
six
William.
Is pretty good. Let's be happy
okay,
with
okay,
six.
Fine.
The other one's Famke Janssen played Kamala.
Oh, okay. I should have had.
Daniel Davis played Moriarty.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Stefan, are you ready? How are you feeling about your actor knowledge?
I see no reason for my success to improve so far, to be honest.
Okay, James, we'll are we ready to go for Stefan?
We are ready.
Okay, number one, Tucker Smallwood.
Pass.
Yvonne Craig.
Pass.
Jason Alexander.
He was in that Hierarchy episode of Voyager. Am I wrong? I don't know his name. I have no idea.
Okay. John Savage.
I don't know. Pass.
Roger C. Carmel.
Pass.
Paul Winfield.
Pass.
Jeremy Kemp.
Pass.
Catherine Hicks.
Jillian, Dr. Jillian.
I'll take that.
I remember her name.
Frank Langella.
Pass. I don't remember him in Star Trek.
And lastly, F. Murray Abraham.
From Insurrection.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, okay. So the answers were Tucker. Nope, give it up. Tucker Smallwood played Admiral Bollock as well as the Zindi Primate. Yvonne Craig played Marta in Whom Gods Destroy. Jason Alexander played Kuros. John Savage played Rudy Ransom, Captain Rudy Ransom from Equinox. Roger C. Carmel played Harry Mudd. And Paul Winfield played both Captain Dathan in Darmok, as well as Clark Terrell. Jeremy Kemp played Robert Picard. Catherine Hicks, you got. Frank Langella played Minister Jarrow in the DS9 like three-parter, was it, Tyler?
Yeah, The Circle, The Siege, and there's one other I'm forgetting.
And F. Murray Abraham played Ruafo.
I do not remember that name and who it was.
Okay, so, James?
That was a stellar performance.
Shameful.
Resulting in a single point for you, Stefan.
All right. Yay! Okay, Scott, how are you feeling?
As long as I can match my esteemed colleagues one, I think I'll go home happy.
Okay, well, let's go then. Number one, Susan Oliver.
Pass.
Mark Haralick.
Pass.
Ben Cross.
Pass.
Susan Gibney.
Roger.
Iggy Pop.
I know he played a Vorta, I don't know if Vorta's name.
I'll give him that one. Terry O'Quinn.
Pass.
Arlene Martrell or Martell.
Don't know the name. Pass.
Scarlett Palmers.
Naomi Wilder.
Yes. Michael Forrest.
Pass.
And Brian George.
Wasn't he in the Beatles?
10 seconds.
Brian George. No.
From the audience.
The answers. Time. Okay. So what was the total score?
Scott got a total of 2 points.
Okay.
I just want to point out that I knew one of his.
So the answers were Susan Oliver played Vina in the
That's
cage,
the one I knew.
As well as Menagerie. Mark Haralick played Devor Inspector Kashik in Counterpoint of the Voyager episode. Ben Cross played Sarek in the new Trek movie. Susan Gibney played Leah Brahms, who was the got the creepy attention from Geordi LaForge. Terry O'Quinn played Admiral Eric Pressman.
Yeah.
In which trailer?
In Pegasus.
Thank you.
Nerd.
Hey, I have a podcast about Star Trek. Yes. Nerd.
Arlene Martell played T'Pring in A Mock Time. And Michael Forrest played Apollo. And Brian George played Richard Brashear. Like, blank stares across the
room. Is that his father?
Daddy.
Yes, that is Brashear's father. Okay, so James, how are we standing right now?
Well, the scores, as they stand at this precise moment, Stefan, you have 3 points. Scott, you're second with 6 whole points. And, Tyler has 18 or whatever.
Now, this last category, it's going to make or break people. 15 points for this final category.
I'm already broken.
Yeah.
So am I going lower?
It's impossible to get 0, I think, on this one. I mean, you may challenge that. I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, I can't imagine a world where this will happen. It'll be broken to 3 categories. This category is called Thwarting a Character Assassination. I have 6 cards here. You will each draw 1 card. On this card, which you will not reveal right away, is a character's name. And what you are going to do is you're going to give an impassioned 30-second plea as to why this is one of the greatest characters in the history of the Star Trek franchise.
Wow.
I am not going to lie. These are not easy. I could do maybe 5 seconds. Now, the rule will be I will hand them out. You can look at them. You have the option to swap. There are 6, so each of you could swap once if you would like. Whoever you swap to, you got to do. There's no going back.
Okay.
So you have to decide, whether you can, say, for example, you get Jillian Taylor. You might want to stick with Jillian Taylor. Okay. Because you know who she is and you know the movie. You might get someone on another series. You just don't know. So, Scott, you guys can pick. Scott, I'll let you pick.
Who's the judge, Cam?
It'll be me and James. We are going to be dividing it, basically, between... it's going to be broken into 3 categories. Passion, sincerity. I don't want to hear laughter. I don't want to hear, making fun of the characters, et cetera, et cetera. I want you guys to be serious. Why these are the greatest characters in all of Star Trek.
I can do that.
And lastly is just how coherent your argument is. Okay.
You're looking for cogency.
Audience participation should come into it.
No. The audience is waiting. The audience wants to be convinced. Because they maybe don't... think that these are the greatest 6 characters in all of Star Trek. And I will reveal the other ones, by the end, so everyone at home can know who was left out of this. So, Scott, if you want to draw first, you can just keep yours. Stefan. And Tyler. Okay, now look at them. Does anyone want to trade, or are they happy?
I'm going to trade.
Okay, Tyler. Ooh. So who do you have, Tyler?
Kevin Riley from the original series.
Okay, and who you can trade him in now? Okay, Stefan?
I might like to trade, but I don't know how likely it is I'll know the other cards. So, I know who this is.
It's up to you. Do you feel like rolling the dice? It is Vegas.
I do.
You're going to roll the dice?
Yeah.
Okay. Who did you have?
The Traveler.
Okay, so I will say the one that was not picked. Scott, you're going to stay for sure? Okay, the one that was not picked was Mirror Universe Jennifer Sisko.
If I had that one, I would have blown it away. Believe me.
Okay, so Tyler, we will have you go first. James, you got 30 seconds on the clock.
Yes.
Okay, so Tyler, why don't you tell the audience who you have, and then you can start your argument.
I have Mr. Holm. He, of course, is the loyal compatriot for One Luxiana Troy. He has been by her side every moment we see her. And I love the fact that he's so dedicated to her. He's able to carry her belongings into her quarters. And I think the actor we know, played by one Carol Struycken, he's known for being in the Addams Family movies with Lurch. And I think
time.
Now, I might have to deduct points because I had the name of the actor on the card. James, what do you think?
Well, passion. If I had to give a score out of 5, I'd give that a 2, I'm afraid.
Oh,
okay. That was very low on passion.
Okay, I would give it for passion. I'm going to say a 3. Like, yeah. I think there was enough there, but when he went to the card to read the actor's name, I'm not feeling the passion for Mr. Hall. Okay, and now sincerity.
Now, Tyler didn't break, which is very impressive, so I'm going to give him a solid 4.
Yeah, I'm going to go, I agree, a 4, for sure. Good points, definitely, on sincerity.
Name.
And passion.
We have passion. You don't get numbers or letters, Tyler. For persuasive, I'm going to go 3. It was better than average, but not quite up there.
Yeah, I don't know that I buy that Hom belongs next to Kirk and Picard yet.
Okay.
Yet.
So what would you give that out of 5 then, Cam?
I think I would probably go 3.
3.
And what about passion?
Okay, so out of a possible 15, Tyler, you get 9.5.
Okay.
Okay, not bad. Okay, Stefan, who did you get?
I got Samantha Wildman.
Yes, yes. Give it up for Samantha Wildman. Stefan, tell us about Samantha Wildman.
So here's my argument. Samantha Wildman, to me, embodies potentially optimism in ways that we don't see from other characters, and this is why. She may seem like a neglectful parent because she let Neelix basically raise her child. And this was sort of a dangerous thing to do, but it worked out because Neelix was, a hedgehog, right? So what kind of parent would leave their child to be babysat by an animal? And he also was dating somebody 2 years
old. Time.
Trust. That's
okay, James, let's start with passion, as we always do.
Passion. I felt that. I felt the passion. I felt
that. It was
that.
Burning.
I felt that. I'm going to have to give that a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I
felt it.
I feel the same way. I give that a 4.
If I was holding the mic, I would have dropped it.
Okay, let's get to sincerity.
Did not break. Well done, Stefan. I'm going to have to give you a full 5 for that. I felt...
I'm going to say a 4.
You're going to go 4
with that.
You know,
you get the hedgehog crack in there. Okay, and finally, passion. No. How persuasive he was.
Persuasive? Was not fully convinced, but you almost got me there. So I'm going to say a 4 out of 5 for that.
Yeah, I think I would say a 3 myself.
4. No problem. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk.
Yeah, but did he tell you who played Samantha Wildman?
It was on the card.
Okay, so in grand total for that, Stefan, you get 12 out of 15.
I'll take it. It's not 0. No. I'll take it.
Scott, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
He's ready, I can tell.
I'm prepped.
Okay, now who is your character?
It's the one and only Captain Harriman.
Okay. Originally, I had Ichab, and I pulled him at the last minute because I thought there was too many arguments for Ichab. So you're going with Captain Harriman from Generations. Scott, go.
Let's talk about bravery for a second. This guy took over the Enterprise from Captain Kirk. Who could do that? He took that seat, and he saved the Lacool. He saved those people from the Nebula. You could argue it was a bit of Kirk as well, but we don't worry about that because he... is the captain of the Enterprise now, all right? He took those people, he saved those people. And going off from there, he bounded off, he voyaged into new worlds. We don't even know what he did. We don't want to know. He peaked. That was it. He saved everyone.
Time.
I mean, I'm impressed. Like, that was a 30-second perfect ending. I'll definitely say that. Stuck the landing. So, James, what do you think for passion?
Passion. For passion, I might have to go the full five for passion.
Wow.
I was feeling that.
I'm feeling it, too.
Yeah?
I was feeling the love for Harriman. Okay. Sincerity.
Sincerity, again, it was quite up there, but I could hear a hint of sarcasm. Could you hear it? No.
I think when it came to the bravery aspect, I cringed.
Yeah, the listeners, you can't see his face when he was making this argument. It was a 4 out of 5 performance, I say, for sincerity.
I would agree. Okay, and lastly, how persuasive was he?
I would say it was a strong persuasive argument.
The ending definitely had me
tearing
up a bit.
I think I'm going to go 4 out of 5 for that.
I think I agree.
Yeah. Well, welcome. We agree on all of those scores.
Yes,
right?
We do.
That's wonderful. So in total, Scott, for that, you got 13 out of 15.
Okay. Now, while James adds up the score, let's just go down the line. How do you feel about your performance at the first annual Klingon Bloodwine Games? Start with Tyler.
Yeah, you know, I feel I did as well as I could given the circumstances here.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But we'll just see what the judges have to say by the end.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, we should say for the listeners at home who, of course, hear you every week, whether they like it
I feel bad for them, yeah.
You had no idea that what was going to go with any of this content.
No, you know, you've kept this under wraps for quite a period of time. You've been talking about it for months, though.
The idea came to us from David Boris, who was a guest of ours a couple times. Hopefully we can get it back soon. But the idea, we were wanting to do it for our 100th, didn't work out, so we ended up doing it in Vegas instead. So, you know, I think we'll try and maybe make it an annual thing.
I'm down, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I had fun. No, whatever the score may be... I enjoy that.
Stefan, how do you feel?
I've exceeded my expectations for myself, personally.
And Scott.
I just want to go home.
James, do you have the final scores?
I have the definitive scores.
So tell us, who came in third place?
In third place with a valiant effort. We've got Stefan with 15 points in total. Yes.
Second place.
You know him as the man of England. 19 points, Scott Hardy.
And I suppose reigning supreme, Tyler Orton, with how many points did he get?
27.5 points.
Now, James, as a scorekeeper, James, where do you feel the key to his victory came from?
It was definitely the strong first round.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that's where Tyler secured his lead. And despite getting 2 Baral cards and losing, that -4 did not impact the high score that he had with that high amount of questions correctly answered.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. I just wish that this could somehow translate into money.
or a jacket.
Keep wishing.
I mean, it won't. It won't. But we should have wagered the jacket that you took away from me, Stefan, earlier this week. But yeah,
we'll talk about that later.
Okay. Well, thank you to the audience, everyone who sat in for the first Klingon Bloodline game. And hopefully, you know, I guess we'll have Tyler defending his title next year against 2 other contestants, so we'll see who those are next year.
That's how we say Stefan's been disqualified.
The audience is more fun, no pressure. Okay, so, you know, if you enjoyed listening to this podcast, we want to hear from you. Send your thoughts and feedback to subspacetransmissionspod@gmail.com. You can also reach us on the Twitter. I'm at Cam, V as in...
Vina.
Vina Smith.
You can find me at Reportin, that's REPORTONN, as in Naomi Wildman.
This is Stefan, I am at QAVIKA on Twitter.
And Scott?
At Tiberius Hardy on the Twitter.
Okay, well, thanks everyone who took part.
And so I'm also on Twitter. You may have forgotten, but that's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you can follow me at Diet Pizza.
Okay, so until next time, the arena is closed.
Insane!